camera.
Can you just hold that? Stick it on there then.
On my pocket?
Oh, or on the seatbelt.
Alright.
Just tap on the seatbelt.
Oh god. That didn't fall off, is it? No.
Is that right? Is that doing it now?
Tape.
Oh.
Be careful what
I
say.
See the tape counter moving now.
What
number are you on now?
3A.
Thank you.
She's not comforting till 2 o'clock, is she?
We haven't really seen anybody, have we?
No.
Too much time. Too busy.
Doing a little bit soon.
Done a bit. Oh, Val's back there. What is that? I recognise her.
That's really spring like. It's going to come a terrible shock, you know, if the weather turns cold.
A false spring, we keep having these, aren't
we? I know we do.
3 to 4 years.
Well, I don't know, are they false springs now? Perhaps this is how springs can be. With all the greenhouse effect and everything. Perhaps this is the new weather system that we've made for ourselves.
It's only changing.
She has an hour at least in the morning, another hour in the afternoon. She hasn't been asleep yet.
It's only because the boys are back, you see.
I know, she goes down no problem when there's just us at home, you know.
Sorry, Robert, what did you say?
Oh, you weren't five. But she was five. It's on red, Carl. Do you know they've got these bulldozers up the other end, up near ours? I don't know what they're doing.
And who's the blue van then?
Have a look as we go. But they've got a digger and a couple of lorries, because I looked and wondered what they were doing. They seem to be in the middle of nowhere, you know, just on a piece of road where there wasn't really anything much happening opposite the pub.
And they might just be parking, haven't they?
No, they've got the diggers moving backwards and forwards.
I couldn't
see what they were doing though. It's hot this minute, isn't it? Can't go yet, Andrew. The lights are on.
Is that Harriet behind Andrew?
I don't know Harriet.
Yes, it is.
Is that Harriet?
Yes.
Not Harriet.
What's the matter?
That's all right. Panic over. She's 9, isn't she, Harriet? She's 10. She's really your 30s, though, isn't she?
Who is it?
Sorry? Where are you?
Behind the van.
Oh, they're digging the road up. What a surprise. We always dig up the road. Where was that bungalow that you said was for sale? And you said, oh, that's on the way from the outskirts of Fram. In a close or something. I still like these here, to me, telling them. I suppose they'd be digging that fire, would they, for us there? Oh, who's funny? Don't we have to run over, Mrs.
Yeah, it was.
I thought that. I'm going to try and get some look done next time I'm done live and look, see if they've got any weed of lighting, because that might just be a way in. She was very unfashionable at one time, but I remember reading and enjoying her books.
Yeah.
Alright, she might not have the most fantastic imagination, but for a plodder, it might be right kind of book.
God, you know, when this family come out, they come out in force.
I know.
If it's one out, they're all out.
They're all sort of interrelated. Yes, I saw Greta's too. They're all interrelated though, aren't they, Carl?
You have to give way to
her. I know, but she was, but she wasn't going to.
Can you do that again?
Because Stacey's always with them, you know. But I think she's a niece, I can gather. Dad told me, I can't remember what relation, but she's a relation to them anyway. She spends nearly all her time with them. Because I was trying to work out where Glenys lived.
You're looking at them. We didn't come this way. Glenys doesn't live along this side.
No, she doesn't, does she? That's why I can see her around 6 times.
Well, you're not even in the right place.
That explains why I couldn't see where she lived.
That's correct.
That's quite nice. Tiles again, though.
Yeah, nice house.
makes you think of summer, doesn't it? You know, you look out and see the sunshine, the illusion of warmth. We're in the car.
Yeah.
It'd be nice in the summer, and just put, instead of doing her up in all these great big snow suits, you know. Put a little sun frock and t-shirt and a hat on, which I know she won't keep on. And sandals. No socks. That'd be lovely. I hope by then that I'll have it, you know, that she'll be dry. I had thought once she gets over this tooth coming through that I might start trying potty training.
Mm-hmm.
See if she's interested, you know, see if she's ready. I've got a few little pairs of nicks there. I'll have to get her some more of that. Start really and truly, I ought to start buying them in now in sort of double packs, you know, get them to, because they're expensive to buy. Sort of £3 for a couple of little pairs of knickers and that. That's a lot when you think that when she first starts, she's going to be getting through 7 or 8 pairs a day.
Yeah.
You know, you sort of think, oh, you have to have plenty in. I've got some up in the suitcase, which I can use. I still like the ladybird ones best, they wash nice. Later, Christopher comes up with the joke.
It's one way of getting the joke.
Yeah. You got any work? Where? Oh, somebody took all our lovely parking ticket display off that was keeping the tax disc up and replaced it with black tape. Neither Nan or Grandpa. Who was it?
Your window a little bit, Robert. Let some fresh air into the back.
It's nice.
A bit more.
Ain't it? Or even, isn't it?
That's it. Good lad.
Speak posh. We never did afford our meal, did we? We gaily thought, oh yes, we'll have enough money to pay for a meal.
Enough time.
God, we can't afford it now. Never mind. Maybe we should earmark that's my birthday to go out. Arrange it in advance, you know?
I don't like the thought of anybody else coming to babysit her personally.
No, it's not me.
I know people keep saying no, we'll do it.
We'll do it,
but...
yeah, I know. Well, the thing is, if I arrange it for May, I can talk to Mum and see if she'll do it.
Yeah.
And do it that way. I don't know what day my birthday's on this year. Well, it's still Christmas birthday, anyway. We need to start talking about Ryan only as a means for having a meal out. Respite of about a fortnight if we were lucky before he went down with the next one.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember I took him out of school for nearly 3 weeks to try and
get rid of a
get his
bronchial
house.
Infection.
Yeah, that's right. And also, I didn't know doing that much there with him anyway. I really learned more in that 3 weeks than I really ever did there. In fact, sorry, Dr. Dorn. Appointment
with Dr. Moffat. He's sometimes easy to get into.
Chris hasn't been too bad, though.
He's
reasonable.
Have you still got medicine
on? Well, it's there. I stopped using it. I must admit.
Why?
Well, it made him drowsy, for one thing. Got nothing about. And. He could hear me perfectly well. I thought, well, it's there for the next round. As soon as there's any slightest hint of hearing loss, I can sit straight back with it. In a way, though, reverse though it sounds, I'd rather let it get fairly bad and take him back. Because it's only by that way that if he's going to need the grommets or something in the ear, then he really needs to get it sorted out this year. I don't want him to start in the January and then have to be off school for 3 weeks because he's got to go in the hospital to have his ears done and things like this, you know. If it's going to plague him and give him trouble, let's get it sorted out this year, even if it means that he has a little bit of temporary deafness for a little while, you know. Sunday. was here before they put these up, Carl. I can't remember. Was it just a bit of ground?
Mm.
And if Tamsin's had any luck selling her house.
What I can't understand is when she jumped into the beauty parlour pool, how did Tamsin change so quickly?
There's somebody else, Robert, who was in there already.
It's all very clever. That's what pantomime is all about. Thinking on your feet, improvisation. It's great. I enjoyed doing pantomime. Well, it wasn't very convincing Prince Charming, though. I think I'll do it again.
You best? Had a go?
Had a go. Wasn't me. I'm better backstage. I'm better writing things than on stage. I'm not enough of a strutter, anyway.
Are you going to be a pole, though?
I enjoyed the peripheral.
You did.
I enjoyed it when I was at college. I used to enjoy drama there.
You're not saying it was putting on a big performance,
was it? No, it's a bit different. You put the, and that's the difference about drama at college, is you're doing it to please yourself and the group you're in with, and ultimately I suppose your tutor. But you do something out of pantomime and you're doing it to please the punters.
Where
they live, yeah? They live up, what's it called? Puckle's Farm, but that's a piece of the way. I don't have much to do with them.
still hit a minus 100.
I never minded them. It's all the sick of batteries down the school gate used to get on my own.
Remember, she was very, very ordinary, very, very
she was
shy
she was
when she came to our school. She was almost lost. Felt a bit sorry for her, you know.
No,
I said to her, I said, it's not what you used to, was it? She sort of gave me a
funny look.
A wry, sick sort of smile. But then I could tell she placed me from somewhere, but she couldn't remember where. Well, I don't think she gave the impression that she knew where I was.
With her own
contractual, she remembered that. I mean, I remember Terry going up and up. We've got, have you been, you know, who's an aunt?
No, she was alright, I never minded her.
Not great, you know, yeah.
It's alright,
isn't it? What's
the Mrs. Microwave wedding night. It's
the hangings
on.
But it's all these people say, ooh, you know, ooh. Super, they're just ordinary people.
Yeah.
Nothing superstarish about them.
No, and to be fair, they never set themselves up to be that way at all. They always wish to be one of the crowd. Yeah. Oh God, I remember this bit. Oh, my dad Ross is getting on. She expects to fight, you know what she said. She goes to practice what she preaches at long last. Robert used to live near here. Terrific memories that boy's got. Figured, that's been for sale since long as I remember, but just imagine you'd be in the catchment area for the whole four groups. Wouldn't that be fun? There's Jason. I trudged up here with the pushchair to get Robert to play group at the school.
J.K. Potter.
Oh, that's the new soldier.
What are they?
What's he got for sale? Carrots. I think we're alright for carrots, Carl.
Freshly dug, what
else? Freshly dug carrots. That's it. Grow bags. It's closed anyway. Have they done that up yet? Oh, I'm glad they've. Oh, there's only four down, haven't it? Look up at that. This is where I used to walk along here. Trudge, trudge, trudge.
Cafe, did you see?
Got bullocks in the field,
haven't they? That's a bit wider still, look.
Oh yeah, and they've put more of a sand down. It's no good for me, is it? I've 2 years left here now. Yeah, that wasn't too bad. It was this part here. But I think it's tarmac just since I've been here. It just used to be a mud pile there.
Still is.
Dreadful. You get bogged down, you couldn't use the path, and it was always overgrown in the summer.
Speaking of it.
No, I can't say I miss this bit. I miss my house, believe it or not. I don't miss living next door to that peculiar man, but.
Right.
Oh no, I wouldn't move back. Infinitely better than where we are.
No, you're putting the gear on.
I'm going now.
No, I can't because.
No, I said we can't go now. They're not cows, Andrew, they're bulls. Charolais bulls. No, they're bulls, dear. I assure you.
As in what, a load or?
They've got a nice set each. Mm-hmm. Look at that way. Cheryl Lee. A lot of me time. What? No. It's not rude, is it?
No.
That's alright then.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. Well, it's not a house though, is it? Well, it would have been one time. Pretty busy though, you've always got people come walk backwards and forwards. And of course, you do realise the greenhouse effect anyway. All the vulgar's going to disappear on the water. And Aldrina. And Leicester.
And Aldrina.
You don't. I mean, it'll become coastal.
Coast could move further, isn't it? I'll park in the centre.
Okay.
If I can.
Turn this off.
For that.
Okay.
We can pick up the recording on the way home again. Yeah. Alright, here we are at Aldborough. Goodbye for now. Whoever's listening. Signing off.
Hey, Robert's sneezing away in the background. Is that on now?
What, Mummy?
No, we're back on. We're going home. Perished, freezing. I'm going to have a look at the pin first.
Oh, come on. The boat's a good...
Banana.
Oh, come on. I want to get out the party tea. It's 10 to 4. Good, I can read it now.
That's my birthday number.
It is your birthday number, yes.
Find me a new job.
A new job?
I'll just find a new job.
Oh. God, whose idea was it to come and freeze to death in Aldborough? Must be yours. I don't think of stupid things like that.
Right, nothing behind, Andrew.
I can't see behind.
Nothing except for
the
red car.
Nice one, Andrew.
Nothing except the red car. Oh, dear. Oh, I've got coal bits on my coal bits.
I have been warm.
He's cold. He wants to get over his party tea, doesn't he? That's what's wrong with him. Orlando, the marmalade cat.
New men's being laid.
Pardon?
New men's being laid.
Oh, are they? Why? Little old teddies and things in there. I used to have a straw teddy. Stuffed straw teddy. I've still got it somewhere in the attic. Harry, it's got.
Thought you threw that out.
No, I don't think I threw him out.
He's worth a bit.
He's pretty patched and ancient. He was Stephen's actually, so he's pretty old. What's Stephen now? Older than you, and he's 35, is he, Steve?
36.
36 this year, isn't he? God, is he really as old as that? Yeah. Well, I'll just
get the sort of the tea things ready, the party tea. Can you put Christopher's Thunderbird's tracksuit back on? And also, can you put Rebecca's tracksuit on? Because she's got quite a grubby frock on, so. Might as well put her jog suit on as well. The boys look, make sure the boys look reasonably presentable with a clean jump or something. I'm taking photographs to send up to your mum, not looking like scruffy. Oh, stop sniffing, please.
Good to see you there, if you want to.
See ya, yes. Your handbrake. Here, Robert. Oh, it sure is tingling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cold weather, I mean.
No, not as well.
There's that windmill on legs, look. No, not windmill, house on legs. That's a big house there, isn't it?
It's well looked after.
How do you fancy that one? Do you like that? I wouldn't mind that one, that's alright. I like that.
Got enough aerials, isn't it?
We've got enough room as well. Put all the bits and pieces. Mind you have a house like that, you could afford to have some to look after all the goats and the hens.
Oh, excuse me.
Why do I always look at houses like I've got not got the remotest chance of owning?
I know. For the size.
Do you reckon?
That's not gonna stop you looking.
No. No, I know, but it makes you discontented, doesn't it? That makes me discontented, doesn't it? Thought nest, that's a cruddy sound, isn't it? Job, we put the goats in there, they've been cold. I think we'd left them much longer outside. Think about the meaning of life then.
Not at the moment, too cold. Your eyes are warming.
Your eyes are walking?
Washing.
Oh,
what? Well, probably are walking at the moment.
Get over. It's cold night.
I'm fairly discombobulated, if truth be told.
How dare you use such a northern expression in the middle of the east. Andrew Wah. I didn't know we had anyone called Andrew Wah.
Yeah. Andrew W.
Andrew what? He's been a bit green today, hasn't he, I think?
What?
I think he's been a bit green today.
Andrew?
Yeah, if
Andrew
anybody.
Where?
Funny that, isn't it?
Andrew.
When I thought I was that worried him. I never remember, what did we buy Andrew for his birthday? I can't remember now. Andrew, what did we get you for your birthday last year? I can't remember. Fucking hell.
Well, he had his birthday at school, didn't he? Party.
We had the party at school. What did we get in then?
Yeah.
Oh, did we get you Samantha Force or something like that?
No, you got me the spaniel.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the hush puppy. That's right. Yeah, I've forgotten about him.
Why did you want
to? I just couldn't remember. No real reason. I just couldn't remember, and it was annoying me because I couldn't think what it was. Yeah, we got in that hush puppy. They've painted that, haven't they? That used to be pink. Parrot and Punch. There's our old house. Hello, old house. Bed and breakfast, second left. Had to get poisoned. I'm all right. Oh, I must tell Wynne all about the letter I had. Well, they haven't retiled it.
Or repainted it,
or redone anything to it. They just use it as a holiday home, don't they? Oh well, best of British. Laying there at night, listening to the tiles clattering off the roof.
That is true.
Hey, tractor, Chris.
Where?
Just now coming. Is he? Oh.
Yeah, it's a red one.
Oh, lovely. I didn't see that.
That's my red. I got two.
Oh, what's it? Oh.